This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. India has carried out a successful launch of an intermediate range ballistic missile, Agni-4, from integrated test range at Chandipur in Odisha. The Defense Ministry said the launch successfully validated all operational and technical parameters. It was conducted under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. The launch marks another milestone in strengthening India's defense capabilities. In April this year, India successfully tested the new generation nuclear-capable Agni Prime ballistic missile from Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. Strategic Forces Command, along with Defense Research Development Organization, had conducted the successful flight test. The Agni missile, a long-range nuclear weapon-capable surface-to-surface ballistic missile developed by India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that teachers are rendering a very important service to the nation and the responsibility of preparing today's youth for Viksit Bharat rests in their hands. Interacting with teachers who were conferred with the National Teachers Award in New Delhi at his residence yesterday, Modi emphasized that we all should make efforts to prepare capable citizens and youth for Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister said that the teachers can take their students on educational tour and explore India's diversity, which will aid their learning and also help them get to know about the country in a holistic manner. He added that this will boost tourism and give fillip to the local economy as well. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today assured the restoration of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir after the assembly polls. Addressing a public meeting in Jammu, he said the coming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir are historic as it is taking place for the first time under the national flag and the constitution following the abrogation of Article 370 by the Modi government. The Home Minister is in Jammu on a two-day visit to boost the BJP's election campaign for the three-phase assembly elections beginning September 18. The Tomo Riba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences is gearing up to launch the second phase of the National Mental Health Survey to tackle mental health challenges in Arunachal Pradesh, to be conducted in collaboration with the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences. The survey will examine mental health issues including anxiety, mood disorder, substance abuse and emerging concerns like internet and gaming addiction. The survey will provide critical data on mental health across different age groups and vulnerable populations. The survey will initially cover 5 districts: Papampare, Tawang, West Siang, Lohit and Longding. Chief Minister Pema Khandu called on the Tibetan spiritual leader Dalai Lama at his residence in Dharamshala on Friday and extended an invitation for the Nobel laureate to visit Arunachal Pradesh. Khandu said in a social media post that Dalai Lama graciously accepted the invite, saying he would visit whenever he feels the call. Khandu also presented a framed photo of Podrang to the Dalai Lama. The Podrang, or the sacred residence, built at Pungteng in Tawang, where he spent a few cherished days after his escape from Tibet in 1959. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesha, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. Ganesh Chaturthi is a major attraction in Maharashtra, where people celebrate it with great zeal. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted the people on the auspicious occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi. While citing that teaching learning is a continuous process, Colonel Sandeep Kurup, commanding officer of a battalion of Madras Regiment, has urged the students to share what they have learned with others. Colonel Kurup said, "All of us are teachers, whether in a school or in the defense forces. Learning and sharing is a continuous process for us. Wherever you reach and whatever height you reach, you do not forget your roots and give back what you have learned to your group, colony, village, state and the nation." He was delivering the valedictory address of the Read Aloud Sessions for All, conducted jointly by Denning College for Teacher Education and Bembusa Library, Teju, for students of Government Middle School, Teju. In a significant move to improve educational facilities in remote regions, the Indian Army inaugurated a new hostel and classroom in Government Residential School Papikrung under Minigong Circle in Shiyomi District as part of its ongoing outreach program. The ceremony marked a major milestone in the region's development, promising enhanced educational opportunities for local students. The inauguration of the state-of-the-art school hostel classroom in the vibrant village of Arunachal Pradesh has sent waves of excitement throughout the community. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.